This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
All right, I've heard enough of this. Can you start the show, pal?
I can't hear anything.
You all were so eager to say everything in rude, nasty comments yesterday. Don't think I wasn't going to derail the show to start. I have screen recordings of you and your Social Security tag team partner, old rookie Doc Walker.
It's funny.
Smucking it up with Orange Cassidy.
It's funny how you have evidence.
Trying to give Toby our damn cookies.
It's funny how you have evidence of that, but when I actually send you stuff for the show, you don't have that.
You know what? That's between me and my financial.
Mm-hmm. Your financial committee advisor. Yeah, exactly. No, as usual, something happened with the studio. From the minute I leave at 4 o'clock every day, well, I don't know. It is a combination of Craig Hoffman, you, and the radio spirits, the ghosts.
Why do you say me? I have nothing to do
with
it.
Well, you do it on the weekends. But I'm going to still blame you anyway. Like, chairs wind up like pinned behind doors.
Well, we know that was Linnell.
Today,
I wanted to give you a hard time walking into the studio for all the crap you talked yesterday about.
I didn't talk any crap. I couldn't plug in my headsets because there's like some weird addition to the headphone jack box. So I had to go into that portal as opposed to the traditional portal that I go in because I couldn't hear. So that was causing the delay in the start of the show. Either way, I can now unfortunately hear you. Good afternoon. How are you?
Better than the average Joe. I'll tell you
that's
that.
That's good. Matty Ice is along with us on the other side of the glass. It is indeed a windbag Wednesday. It is going to rain out there, so be careful out there. It is raining.
How sweet of you.
On Kirk Cousins' parade in Atlanta. That in a moment. Happy birthday to Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
Jaden. The Washington Commanders quarterback celebrating a birthday on a work day.
Sure.
Sorry, Jaden.
That's what your birth certificate says, brother.
I mean, I'm sure you could have celebrated yesterday with a nice dinner, perhaps at Clyde's in Willow Creek. It's a good place. I've been there a number of times.
Sure.
You would enjoy it, Jaden, and you make plenty of money. You would have no problem paying the bill.
Sure.
Why are you pocket watching Jaden Daniels?
I'm not pocket watching. I'm just simply saying
you 100% afford a nice definition of pocket.
He can afford a nice dinner. That's all.
And you can afford a nice haircut. Your haircut looks brilliant.
I got a haircut. It cost me $27 with the tip. A little bit pricey, but I did get the beard shave
for
a
little
bit.
Get a haircut for $27 in this economy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
No,
pretty impressive.
What do you like cockadoodle do for him?
No, I you know where I go? I go to Great Clips because why? They are a sponsor of the NHL.
Why don't you get them to be a sponsor of the Chris Russell Show?
I'd love for them to be.
You know what I want to sponsor?
I support the things that I like.
I need the fans, since you all, and I'm on y'all asses too. I need the fans to sponsor therapy for me. Because some of the mean, heinous things that you all have said about me over the past 48 hours, I've been active on TikTok, so now I'm getting it on TikTok, too. Someone made a comment about my attire on DC News Now on Sunday night. It's like I can't be objective about this team. They treat me like you, and I don't deserve that because I'm smarter than you.
Beep, beep.
They're treating me like you. I just get so much hate every time I make an objective statement or comment about the group,
you know,
and I had to listen to Craig Hoffman yesterday tell me it's your delivery.
Yes. Lyle. Well,
when I was on Hoffman's therapy.
Couch. I listened to Hoffman's therapy on a couch last night as well with you, his crazy ass patient. We got some things that we might be able to get to on that. I heard you once again on overtime last night, bumping around in traffic on my way home late as usual. And I heard you say that you continue to be objective. It's like your new replacement of I've Got New Information, which was your song and dance 2 weeks ago.
I mean, that's what it
and
is.
You're allowed to change your opinion. Now you're allowed to be objective.
I've been objective
and you're
the whole
allowed
time.
To you're allowed to say things differently at your whim. At your whim, at your desire. And here's the problem. You're right, you're allowed to say and update your file. That's good. That's smart. You're allowed to update your file. The problem is, and this is what I think Craig was getting at on therapy on a couch.
So you agree with Craig?
No, I said I think. Is you are so outlandish.
I'm outlandish.
You're so over the line.
I'm over the line.
Like, there's a difference. Okay, so
that's
one of the things that I wanted to talk about today, and I texted it to you this morning, okay, and you tried to reposition it. But I said, after last week,
yeah.
Do you feel worse about the Commanders' chance to beat a real team?
I think it should be better or worse. Give the people an option.
Right. They have an option. That is the beauty of radio, my friend. They have an option to say, what are you talking about? But last night on overtime, you kept saying, they're average. They're remarkably average. And some guy called in, and I heard it, and I don't remember his name, but it sounded like you had a friendly banter between you two. And just before, I think, the 7 o'clock hour, maybe just after the 7 o'clock top of the hour. And he said, Linnell, how could you say they're average when they're 9-5? And so that's why I'm not saying, after last week, can they beat a bad team or do you feel worse or better about them beating a bad team? Because I know there's going to be the people with the surgically attached pom-poms that sit here and say, no, I feel better about them beating the Philadelphia Eagles after last Sunday in New Orleans.
Well, that would make you a complete lunatic if you
okay.
feel that way.
But there are a lot of fans. There are a lot of fans in our fan base. But here's your problem. Okay, and I've told you this privately, I've told you this on the air, and I think Craig tried to tell you this last night, is you try and take such a hot stand, such a polarizing, such a polarizing opinion.
I'm not like an ass right now. That's the two industry players trying to tell the local guy how to feel. You all don't know how it feels. I wake up and toss and turn over this group.
And then you shoot your shot at us because he was born in South Carolina and I was born in New York. Instead, what you haven't learned, young buck, is there's a way to talk about this stuff without being so
boring.
Out there so that people aren't threatening you in DMs and people aren't trying to come down here and detonate a bomb.
Russell. Now I'm standing in the studio. You know what that's called?
Right.
That's called heat.
I'm aware what it's called. This isn't nothing, wrestling.
And there's nothing.
This isn't wrestling. This is sports fake. Talk radio. This is talking about the Commanders.
There is nothing fake, scripted, or anything about what I say.
Nothing scripted?
And then when you make jokes like that, people really begin to think,
when you put a pitchfork in them the day after Thanksgiving to get calls, which you readily admit
what
you did.
What did I say? Hold on. Let me ask you this. I put a fork in their playoff opportunity after the Dallas
game.
Right. As we sit here,
2 days. They have a great chance of making the playoffs. A great chance of making the playoffs.
We'll see.
They're 9-5. They have a great chance of making the playoffs.
They do. If they don't.
With one more win, they have an excellent chance. With two wins, they are a virtual lock. With three wins, obviously, it's all over.
You get me riled up, Chris, and I got to stop allowing you to do it. But the question that you asked.
If I get you riled up, it's because I'm countering the truth as you see it.
You have your own.
You're like a certain television news network that is very popular with a lot of Americans that I refuse to watch because it is so outlandish, so I don't know if it's out to the left or the right or the center or whatever, but you're like the sports talk radio version of that television network.
You basically are. He's saying I am sports talk Fox News is what he's saying.
Basically.
That's ridiculous.
You know what that sounds like? A giant fart fest.
Exactly.
So anyway.
But no, my bigger point last night, and we're getting to it now, yeah, is like.
Let's do it. You think they're remarkably average.
And that's okay. That's what you people need to understand. It's okay that they're average. We're in year one of a rebuild.
Okay.
You found your franchise quarterback. You have tremendous organizational structure. I don't believe they can beat a quality football
Fine.
Team, and they've yet to show that to this
that
point.
That is a separate opinion than calling them average. When you're 9-5, you're not average.
What?
You're 9-5. You're
Chris,
not. Let me repeat it,
Chris.
When you're 9-5, you're not
better.
Average.
The Washington Commanders are the 2023 Miami Dolphins.
When you're 9-5, you're not average.
They are the 2023 Miami Dolphins. They do not have a win against a team with a winning record, Chris.
Correct.
How do you keep ignoring that?
It doesn't
that
matter.
That is what it means
you've,
to
you've
be
played
average.
14 games and you've won virtually 2/3 of them.
For someone that loves
that's
to,
not
for someone that loves to crow about using context,
yes.
You two are stuck
well,
on the number of what their
wait,
record
wait a,
is.
Wait a second.
For someone that loves to use context
second.
So damn much, you're so caught up on 9-5. They're 9-5, and in reality, they can be 7-7.
Again,
Chris.
Again,
the Giants beat themselves. The Chicago Bears took a Hail Mary.
You're conflating what I'm trying to get at.
You're mad.
You're
at me
9-5. You're
not.
Not you're not average.
It's not, Chris. It's not an insult. To say
I don't
that
care
average.
Whether it's an insult. It's wrong.
That's
okay. Now, separate argument. Hey, man, they're 9-5, but they're fortunate to be 9-5. I don't know if they can beat a good team starting this Sunday against Philadelphia. I don't think they could beat Green Bay and Lambeau. I don't think they could beat Sean McVay's Rams if Sean McVay's Rams come here. You know who they're not beating? Baker Mayfield, Todd Bowles, who gets no credit, by the way, and I'm sick of it. Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield, another guy who gets no credit, and I'm sick of it, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think they could beat the Philadelphia Eagles in round one for a third matchup.
So that makes them average because
no,
all of those
no,
teams are above average.
No,
Chris Russell,
it, no, they're
because they
no,
have wins all, against quality
no,
opponents.
All of
Something
those teams
Washington
are good.
Does
all of those
not
teams are
have.
Good or very good? So if they're good or very good, what does that make the Commanders? It makes them at 9-5. Hello, ding 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 ding.
Above average.
Say it with me, boys and girls. Ah, it makes them above average.
So you're trying to go back and forth between average and above
yes.
average.
Yes.
Anytime you
it's just
put,
like,
anytime
hey,
you have to use the word the adjective average to describe them.
When you
it
were in,
shows you what the hell
when
they
you
are.
When you were in school, was there a difference between an A and a B or C and a D?
I'm not okay.
Was there a difference? If somebody, hang on a second, let me bring it to today. Hey, YIC, man, you know what? I like you, man, but you do an average show. Next call. YIC, don't let that guy talk down to you, man. You do an above average show. Most nights, some nights you do a kick-ass show. Don't you think there's a difference between above average and average? Don't you think there's layers and nuance and context to average to above average to good to great to elite.
Sure.
Isn't there a difference?
Sure. Sure.
So that's my point. That's my point. And for you, for you to call them average when they're 9-5 based on the context of they just haven't beaten a great opponent yet, while I understand your concern, that's punishing a team for A, playing the schedule that they earned because they sucked last year, B, because they beat a team in the Bears, granted, with a miracle, at the time that was rolling, that had won 4 in a row, and that was
3 in a row, Chris.
3 in a row or whatever it was, and was 4-2 at the year.
Rolling in the month of September.
Yeah,
like, give me a
break. It was mid-October
Talk about
in,
no
case
context.
You, in case
I
you
mean,
remember.
Come on, man.
It was mid-October in case you don't
whatever
care. The point being is they were rolling. Caleb Williams was playing very good coming in.
That's their only win against a team with a winning record. And look at how good they are now.
The Arizona Cardinals, they smacked them around. For a little while, the Arizona Cardinals had a winning record.
For a little while. Then, as usual,
Kyler Murray put his diapers on, soiled himself, and fell apart in the second half while leaving all the blame to Cliff Kingsbury. And finally, they won a game this Sunday.
Your argument is like painting me out to be some sort of like hypercritical monster of the team, and I'm not going to allow you to paint me in that light. There's nothing wrong with the team being average. They're in year one of a rebuild. They have their franchise quarterback, and they've got some of the best organizational structure across pro sports.
Right.
Damn, just the NFL.
So why can't you just say above average? Why can't you just say?
Because that's not what the hell I believe. I'm not going to go say something I don't believe.
Why can't you say?
I'm not you.
Why can't you say they're good, but they haven't done what they need to do to be great? Why not? I'm trying to play with you. Play word semantics, word salad with you by saying they're above average.
Because your definition of good and great. Because are you like a loser? Have you been a lifetime loser, Chris Russell? Great is the. It's the Detroit Lions. Great is the Kansas City Chiefs. Great is the Philadelphia Eagles. You know what good teams are in the NFL? The Packers, the Vikings, the Rams. We're not as good as those teams. They're good. We're average. It's average, good, great. What scale of above average? What the hell are you throwing above average in for? Because you want to kiss their ass?
Again,
and not have the people jump down your throat?
Have you ever heard of a plus?
Average.
This isn't Nick Wright. This isn't Nick Wright, your hero, okay? And whatever the hell he does on a station that nobody watches.
Well, tears get done on this very station as well by the Prince of Passion.
I don't care about that. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. For you to say that there's only good, average,
three tiers,
or great, that's it.
You're trying to hyperanalyze
that things. That is absolutely incorrect.
Chris.
There's layers and nuance to everything.
Gracious. This is ridiculous. Average, good, great. That's fair, is it not? They're in the tier of average. When I talk about them being average, it's average.
It's fair
good,
in your
great.
Eyes.
I'm telling you what teams I'm defining as great. I told you. You want me to repeat it for you again?
No, I don't need you to. I know
the
who's
Philadelphia
great.
Eagles, the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Those are great teams in this league right
now.
The good teams, the Packers.
Right.
The Chargers.
Yeah.
Are we as good as those teams?
I didn't say you were. But
so you're a tier below them.
To say that there's only three tiers is what I'm taking umbrage with.
Well, that's just
and
you
you're
choosing
not paying,
to argue with me.
No, you're not paying attention that there is layers in between. Just like, again, when
like
you
a
were
great
in school,
value Skip Bayless
and
right now.
When you were in school, okay, and I know it's hard for you to remember this, but there was A+. There was A-, there was B+, there was B-, there was C+, there was C-, and so on and so forth. There was layers.
Man.
There were layers in between A, B, and C. What can't you understand about that?
Chris, the bottom line is, and I'm not going to keep doing this with you and the fans, because you all are acting nutty. The bottom line
because
is
because we don't believe a 9-5 team is average.
What's wrong with them being average, though? Why is there
because
this negative connotation
because
surrounding the word
the
average?
The most important bottom line number would suggest
right
the
we've been below average. We've been terrible for the past, for the greater part of the last 20 years.
Fine.
And now you're upset with me for calling them average?
Because
they have grown leaps and bounds.
Because
Chris,
they're not 7-7. They're 9-5. Your number, the nuance, the context,
you are what
is
your record
most
says you are,
important.
Right? You are what you said your record are.
Yeah, I mean that's how. Do you think the NFL?
Do you think the NFL
allows entry for teams that are 7-7, but theoretically better than an 8-6 team? Do you think that's the way it works?
Who are they better than?
Or is your record more important than
who are they better than?
Is your record more important than who you beat, who you didn't beat, who you played, how you beat them, style points, what have you? Is your record more important or not?
So let's.
Do you get in by your record or how Linnell feels about you? I'm serious.
Median is another word for average, correct? Median.
The median is basically like the median U.S. household.
There are
32
teams in the NFL.
Yeah,
let's solve it right now. Can I name 16 that are better than Washington? I don't know if I can do that. So you may be right. If I had to name 16 teams across the entire league better than Washington? I probably could.
I'll tell you what, Chris. Save that, and we'll take the time out. We'll see if you can do it on the other side. 301-230-0980. Do you agree with Linnell? Are they just average? Or are you
nothing wrong with being average?
Are you with me? And I say they're above average and teetering on good because that's what the record tells us that they are at 9-5. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming up, Nell's going to try and count to 16, boys and girls. See what that Bethany College education got him along the way on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We are off and running on a Windbag Wednesday, and there's already a lot of windbaggery being spread. So in case you missed it, Linnell last night on overtime, the YIC said that the Commanders are average. I was listening. He was properly called out live. I told him this off the air. He didn't want to listen. And I said, look, I said, there is a way you can position this by saying they're good or they're above average at the very minimum. But they just haven't beaten anybody. So until they do, I don't think they can beat the NFL's elite. And he wouldn't be wrong. But Linnell, God love him. Somebody's got to.
You know what, man?
Linnell says and continues to double down that the Commanders are average. So in our first segment here on a Windbag Wednesday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we said, well, let's try and find out together, right? And you brought this up. You said what the word median is average, right? It's like kind of in the middle. And I said, yes. And you said, well, there's 32 NFL teams. So I should be able to find 16 teams, basically, that are clearly better. If I'm labeling the Commanders as average, 16 teams. And during the break, I said, well, why don't you do your homework assignment? And I came back, and the first thing Maddie said was, I'm going to give you a little tease. I can't get to 16.
Well,
not that he can't count to 16. He can't get to 16 because he's not sure of certain teams that are clearly better than the Commanders or not clearly better than the Commanders to prove his point that they are remarkably average.
Woo! Now, I got to 14 teams.
That's not 16.
It's not 16.
That's not so average. That's
average.
Technically what?
So there you go.
Say it with me, boys and girls.
Slightly
if they're 14
average.
In a 32-team league, Matt, they are?
Slightly above average.
What? What was that again?
Can I say
slightly
this,
slightly above average.
And who said that they were above average?
Hold on. But, Chris, there are 15 teams that I was able to name.
Oh, now there's 15.
There are 15 teams that I was able to name.
Let's hear them.
Kansas City.
Yes. Check.
Green Bay.
Check.
The Rams.
I don't know if the Rams
What is wrong with you, Chris? Okay, buddy. You know, you're not going to give me the Rams. So I said I don't know.
If
Washington and LA played tomorrow,
I would
who
pick
would
the Rams.
You pick? Okay, then. So that's the better team.
But the Rams do not play like the juggernaut that you have them as.
No one's calling
every
them
week.
As a juggernaut. I'm saying they're better than Washington.
Okay. Well, like, they're not definitively better than Washington. They have more talent than Washington, yes. They're not definitively better than Washington.
Would you pick them to beat Washington?
I would pick them to beat Washington.
So what else are you talking about, Chris?
Again, just because you pick a game and just because you have more talent does not mean you always play up.
If there was a one-game situation.
Do they play up to that standard every week? Do they play up to that standard every week?
Let me ask it to you like this. Mm-hmm. If there was a one-game playoff between Washington and L.A.
I would pick the Rams to win.
And the consequence
that does not mean I would be right.
Okay. So you'd pick the Rams, meaning you think they're better than Washington.
The Rams lost.
You sound ridiculous.
Wait a second.
What are you doing right now?
Wait a second. The Rams lost to the Chicago Bears. The Rams lost to the Arizona Cardinals.
Are you going
to
play
the
game?
The Rams lost to the Miami Dolphins. The Rams lost to the Philadelphia Eagles as well and got blown out at home. Now, maybe the Commanders will get blown out at home, too. Chris, but the Rams have some bad performances too, including just 2 weeks ago in New Orleans, where they barely beat New Orleans as well.
Oh, doesn't it sound like Washington?
Yes, that's the point.
And the Rams
They're
also
basically the same team, only one's got more talent on paper. And when it's executed at a high level, yeah, the Rams are better.
They're the same team. Washington have a win against a.
Does Washington
have a win over a team that has a record of 500 or better like the Rams?
That's your context. I'm telling you that the Rams have terrible losses or not good losses. I'm telling you that the Rams are not the juggernaut, not the machine
no
that you think they
are. That. I just said I think they're better than Washington right now.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
The Bills.
Clearly.
The Buccaneers.
Clearly.
The Ravens.
Clearly.
The Steelers.
Clearly.
The Eagles.
Okay.
The Lions.
Yes.
The Vikings.
Yes.
The Dolphins.
What? You think the Dolphins are better than the Commanders? Oh, my God. What are you watching?
What am I watching?
Yes. I'll ask it again in English. What are you watching? When you watch the Miami Dolphins, you walk away going, oh, man, that's a good team.
If Washington and Miami played tomorrow, who would win? Who would you put your money
Washington.
On? Yeah, you'd be broke.
Miami's 6-8, and they have not been anything close to what they were last year.
They went a month without their starting quarterback, Chris. What the hell are you talking about?
They've had their starting quarterback.
They went a month without him. So you're talking about them being 6-8. They went a month without their starting quarterback, Chris. You take Jaden Daniels off the Commanders for a month, what would their record be?
Okay, wait a second. They've had their starting quarterback.
Dude, when both of these teams are healthy.
They've had their starting quarterback since a loss at home to Arizona, who at that point was dead. Then they lost to Buffalo. Okay, fine. At Buffalo, understandable. Then they went on a 3-game winning streak. And then they lost to Green Bay.
In the cold, because it's cold out.
On Thanksgiving. They barely, and I mean barely, beat the Jets, and they needed overtime. And then they lost to the Texans. The other day.
Another team that's better Another team that's better than
above
Washington.
Average kind of, team that everybody thinks is so great grand.
I have 15 teams that are better than Washington, meaning that would make Washington the 16th best team in the NFL.
And you chose Miami as one of those 15.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you want to throw Indianapolis in that mix too?
I'm going to continue my list. You stopped me at Miami.
I mean, you want to throw in the Vegas Raiders?
The Seahawks, the 49ers. Those would be the 15 teams I think are better than Washington.
You think the 49ers, the Dolphins, and who else did you say? The Chargers I'll give you, even though they had a terrible, terrible performance against the Buccaneers on Sunday.
Seattle.
At home.
Seattle.
Seattle. That's right. Oh, that's right. Baby Belichick. You love him. Even when his defense gets lit up like a Christmas tree.
Seattle. Those are my 15 teams if we were.
Yeah. Again, you picking Miami, and what was the other horse crap team that you picked that's better than the Commanders in your eyes? Miami and who?
I don't know what other team you had an issue with.
There was another soft-ass team that you
mentioned.
The Chargers? No, the
49ers?
The 49ers. And I mean, you know how much I love Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel. They're not better than the Commanders, not in any way, shape, or form. If you lined up both of those teams 10 times, the Commanders would win 8 out of 10 times. 301-230-0980. We got to take a break for the trending alert. Then we'll get back to you. Or out to you, I should say, on the phone lines right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Whoa, I don't know what that was, but we will continue along. The college football playoffs. The college football playoffs begin on Friday, Notre Dame, Indiana. Meanwhile, the Ivy League is going to participate in their own college football playoffs, but the FCS version starting in 2025. Interesting. So you have Penn State and Let me back up. You have Notre Dame and Indiana on Friday night, Penn State hosting on Saturday afternoon, Clemson and Penn State against SMU, Clemson playing on Saturday afternoon as well in the college football playoffs. Tomorrow we'll have Jay Paterno, Joe Paterno's son, author of a new book and college football expert with us on at 3 o'clock to break it all down, including his family's beloved Penn State Nittany Lions. And Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner. They've already changed the All-Star Tournament. The NBA Cup made very little impact last night. Now they're looking into the critiques of an increased three-point volume. Yes, three-pointers up way across the board in the NBA. And they're looking to address the issue. And that's what's trending. All right. Apologize for a couple of technical difficulties during the trending alert, but we got through. But here's where we want to go, and we'll take your calls at 301-230-0980. The simplest way we can boil it down is at 9-5, are the Commanders average, or I say they're above average to good, teetering on good, because the record tells us they're good, but to Linnell's point, which is why he's docking them and making them average, they haven't beaten anybody really good. Now, they have a huge opportunity this Sunday, a team with a 10-game winning streak that whipped around Pittsburgh, granted, without George Pickens, and with Pittsburgh blowing a couple of golden opportunities early in the game off of consecutive turnovers, in which they only got 3 points out of a potential 14. But I can't punish the Philadelphia Eagles. The Commanders have an opportunity to send a very loud and proud message this Sunday. Will they? I don't know. Unlikely, but will can they? Yes. But the point being is right now, are they average as Liddell claims, or are they something else? And I say they're above average and teetering on good. You say what? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, and also in your mind, be it feeble or not, do you think Miami and this year's Miami and this year's San Francisco, as currently constituted, are better than the Commanders, as Linnell claims? 301-230-0980. Let's get out to the calls, and we'll start with Craig. Not Craig Hoffman. Craig in Hagerstown on the Team 980. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Craig.
I'm doing well. I'm better than Craig Hoffman. Let's get that straight.
Bo, wow. Shots fired.
Here we go. Linnell, you are right. They are an average team. They had not beaten anybody with a winning record. As a matter of fact, they damn near got beat the other night by a high school football coach or by a high school quarterback. Second of all, they will not make it to the playoffs because they're going to get beat by Philly, and then they're going to get beat by Dallas. They are not. They are an average team. That's it.
Craig. Now, Craig. Real quickly. Craig.
He's trying to talk to me.
I know. I'm just trying to add some layers of substance to this. What team do you generally root for? I'm just curious. I'm not going to punish you. I'm just curious.
Hey, I'm a Washington fan since I was five, and I'm 56.
All right.
I root for them all the time.
All right.
But they are an average team, sir.
And there's nothing. Negative thing.
How do you not know me and call me sir and call him by his name? I am curious by this too.
Because I'm worldwide, baby.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But Chris,
I forgot you're a brand. I forgot about this.
because you know what? You're a rooster, and you need to find another field to play in with other people who is bash Linnell. No matter what he says, he's always wrong.
Well, he is, Craig. You know what? I could set the two of you up on a date if you'd like. I'm just teasing. Just having a little bit of fun. Goodbye, Craig.
You can't even have somebody.
I like Craig Hoffman better than Craig in Harrisburg or whatever the hell he was calling.
Hagerstown.
Whatever.
Harrisburg. You can't even. Somewhere we don't even have reception at. I'm talking about some Harrisburg.
We have reception world. You said you're worldwide. This show is
worldwide.
This show is worldwide, baby, on the Odyssey app. And on the World Wide Web. That's why they call it the World Wide Web.
Can I say this?
Do you know that reference, by the way? WWW?
Can I say this without, like, because you're trying to, like, paint me out to be some
terrible person, villain, some like, bad guy. Some
there's
villain.
Nothing. When I call them average, it's not in a negative context. Like, that's not at all what I'm.
Linnell, again, you're.
Chris, let me talk. No, let me. It's not negative calling them average.
Linnell,
you're missing the context.
If I called you, if I called you average at your job, would you not defend yourself and say, "Man, I'm better than average"?
It is year one of a rebuild with a rookie quarterback that's playing like a damn phenom that looks like a future All-Pro.
Yeah.
Your roster is void of talent all over the damn place.
Yeah.
Your coaching staff is coaching their asses off. They're going to be in place for the next couple of years. Your organizational structure is fine. There's nothing wrong with being average. It's year one.
But that's you're missing the point. I'm taking umbrage with you saying average.
The Browns made the playoffs last year. They were average, were they not?
At 11-5, they were average.
What was their ceiling with Joe Flacco as the quarterback?
It doesn't matter. Chris. You're not paying attention.
Whatever,
you're
They're
not
average.
Paying attention.
They weren't considered a title contender.
They were 11-win team.
Do I got to keep running through
it? They clinched the playoff spot with 2 weeks to go in the regular season.
Great.
That's not average.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Great.
What don't you understand about the word average?
Great, good, average. If I was dividing the league into three sectors, Washington would fall in the average category.
Hey, all you burgundy and gold pom-pom wearing people, help me out here because I'm with you. This guy's a lunatic. Linnell the lunatic. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. Next up, Anthony.
Anthony.
Windbag.
Oh, Anthony hates me, so this is going to be two for you.
Chris, I told you last week I don't hate you.
Well, you really don't like me, Anthony. But you call and you listen, so I appreciate
that.
He's
trying to do this reverse psychology on you. Don't feel bad. This is all new for him.
So before I get started, I need to ask a question. What the hell is Linnell in charge of?
That's a great question.
What are you in charge of?
Are you asking why I call myself the YIC?
I'm trying to determine that myself, Anthony, after all these years.
Why? Are you asking?
I'm really asking.
Because at 27 years old, I'm a prominent figure in a top five media market in America. I'm a nationally syndicated radio host for the Infinity Sports Network.
The all new.
I'm the voice of Howard University football. I have my own live show. I am in charge. I would consider that to be pretty in charge at 27 years old, brother.
Okay, those are great accolades, but
You can also see me every Sunday on DC News Now breaking down the Washington Commanders. But I'm not in charge.
Keyword being in charge. That's what I was mostly referring to. But bravo for everything you got going on.
Are you saying there's different ways to interpret the term in charge? Is that what you're saying?
He tried to ask me about the name, the origin of the YIC.
I'm trying to sound
like an a-hole either when I did.
I'm trying to get a little nuanced here. It sounds like Anthony's trying to say, like, your version of being in charge is your resume. His version of being in charge is, I don't know what you're in charge of. Are you in charge of people? Are you in charge of a group? Are you in charge of a school, of a radio station? Are you CK? What have you? That's what I think what he's trying to get at, maybe.
Exactly. But let me get to the reason why, Linnell, you are the meathead right now. Because I called in last week. I said this year and next year will be all gravy because
I remember that.
Expectations weren't supposed to be where we are right now. I brought up basically the rebuild, rookie quarterback, all that. And who jumps on me for bringing up the rebuild and the rookie quarterback, but none other than Linnell Willingham. Then a few callers later, he starts using the same information that I just put out.
Oh, you think you're the first person that's ever thought about the context of the rebuild?
No.
Anthony, are you kidding me?
No. You jumped on me for bringing it up. And then you proceeded to use it to justify your points. Then you come on today bringing up the same thing again to justify your point.
That's not to justify. See, it's adding context to what I'm saying. It's not a negative thing that they're average. That's what y'all got to like. Get out your feelings. They're average.
Again, you don't understand what the rest of us are saying is you can point out that they're in year one of a rebuild.
That's fine. That's why they're average because they're in year one. They haven't got to build the roster up. They don't have talent like that.
Don't punish them with the term average.
Let me impart Nell with some wisdom. Before I get cut off, let me impart Nell with some wisdom. So, in the words of the late great Mudbone.
Who?
You learn something when you listen to old people. They ain't all fools.
So now you're correct because you're older.
It's a lot of young wise men. They dead than a bleep bleep.
All right, thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Trust me, Anthony. This ain't ever dying, brother, man. So this is what I get sick of.
Again,
you're right because you're older than me. What the hell does that have to do with anything? I'm going to get up here and I'm going to continue to prove my point and I'm going to continue to do it the way that I do it.
But you understand that your point is flawed.
Chris, who cares? Your point is flawed.
That's why we're discussing this.
Average to me,
again,
Chris.
You're labeling them as.
Am I going to get to make my point?
You've said the same thing over and over again. You've labeled them as average because they're in the first year of a rebuild.
That's fine.
They haven't beaten anybody.
And that's fine.
My point is, don't label them as average. Label them as above average. Label them as their record says they're good. They're an average football team
that's ahead of schedule.
They're a football team that's ahead of schedule. No. Stop with the average bullcrap.
They're an average football team that's ahead of schedule.
Stop with the average bullcrap is the point that people are going to have with you.
And that point is met with what? What about, Chris?
You're wrong about them being average. There is nothing average about what they are.
They're an average football team that's ahead of schedule, that has their franchise quarterback in place. They've got great organizational structure, and their coaching staff is coaching their ass off.
Okay. Let's get to TC in Calvert County.
What's up, DC? How are you? What is wrong with what I just said?
What's up, DC?
All is well. How are you guys?
Good, brother.
That's good. I want to apologize to Matty Ice. I hope he's feeling better, too. I know he told me he wasn't feeling good the other day. But as far as Linnell, they let you out of your straitjacket, and then you forget to take your meds, bro. Now, I fully understand.
This is my bad.
We have not put a whole game together, but I also realize that we're an above-average team. Yes, the gentleman was right that said we haven't beat a team with a winning record. We've only played three teams with winning records on our schedule. You can only beat the people that's in front of you. Now, we have an opportunity this week. Now we are at the Eagles, and I'm glad you and Russell are talking about the Eagles this week instead of jumping to Atlanta like y'all did last week. But we have a point to prove how we've improved from the last time we played them and playing against a couple of good opponents that we have played this year. And I think that we're going to show and prove that this week.
Thank you, DC. Appreciate you, as always. I love the opening comment. Let me ask you this. When we say they haven't beaten teams of 500 or more or what have you, right? Mm-hmm. Or winning records. Is it winning records? Like how the context that you put it in, is it winning records at the time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they have beaten one team with a winning record, Chicago, right? So just so we're clear, Arizona had a winning record after they played them. They no longer do, but they were 1-2 going into that game. Okay, just wanted to make sure because people do things differently. It's like in college football. Oh, they haven't beaten a top 25 team. Well, wait a second. Why am I being punished for beating a team that then, for whatever reason, wasn't good after I beat them? I'm being punished for that? Get lost. Get out of here. It should be at the time when you play them. And in this case, it is at the time. The Commanders have only beaten the Chicago Bears. Now, you could make an argument. They were 1 point away against Pittsburgh. They should have beaten Pittsburgh. Short week against Philadelphia, blah, blah, blah. But that's the reality. But that's not the only thing that you judge a team by. We got to take a timeout. Save it. You're going to make a point of brilliance, right? Or are you going to say the same damn thing over and over again? Are you okay? Maybe you're not. Okay. Well, he's breathing heavily. I want to make sure he's not having a heart attack or anything like that. 301-230-0980. We'll keep it going. This is not exactly what we wanted to do the whole show, but if you guys are interested in hashing it out, that's what we have the forum to do. Don't worry. We got plenty of other time to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. We will do so on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Linnell put up a video clip of me trying to embarrass me, and it probably worked. Yes, I'm sorry, guys. I forgot to put on deodorant this morning before I got dressed. I apologize. But you know what I do? Because I'm a good teammate, because I'm very keenly aware of how terrible people smell, I bring deodorant with me all the time in case I forget.
Not once again.
And I was putting deodorant on, and Linnell started shooting video and put it out as the show tweet. So if you see that,
you've been getting dressed for 100 damn years.
Yeah. And you haven't 51, but who's counting?
And you haven't found a spot in your routine for the deodorant?
Oh, I have a spot in the routine. I simply forgot.
How do you consistently blow by it?
Well, because I'm remarkably average. 301-230-0980.
I'm sorry. Can I read this tweet
please,
that I just put out? That's at NELL_BTP.
Oh, wow. Where you can see that video.
The 2024 Washington Commanders are an average football team that is ahead of schedule with a franchise quarterback in place, great organizational structure, a damn good coaching staff, and a few blue chip players.
Which means they're above average. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Dontell is in Frederick. Quickly here before the top of the hour, and then we'll get everybody's final phone calls on this just on the other side of the 2 o'clock hour, and then we're going to break away and do something else. What's up, Dontell? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. It's good to hear that Frederick come out of your mouth, because I like when that's being said and not Afghanistan. You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother.
I'm still waiting for that doctor to get on again. I got to catch that doctor because I don't know. She called my town Fredneck, and I'm trying to figure out where she was at when she was in Frederick. She must have been in Thurmont or Brunswick because she couldn't have been in the city.
Wow. We heard from Frederick and Hagerstown.
Wow. Killing, Doc.
Hey, but why I see, look, you got to reach over and grab that cup that Chris got in front of him and see if he's drinking or not, because the Commanders are nowhere near above average. They are a very, very, very average football team.
Wow.
With a great quarterback. And nobody on that team is above average besides that quarterback.
Whoa. Don't tell. You were going good, and then you put your foot in your mouth. No one on the team outside of the quarterback is above average?
Terry McLaurin?
They've got a couple of guys that are playing top 10 at their position this year. Frankie Louvu has been a top 10 off-ball linebacker in the NFL this year. Terry McLaurin has been a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL this year. I can make the argument, when healthy, Brian Robinson has been a top 10 damn running back in the NFL.
All right, now you was going good until you mentioned him.
Well,
it just seemed like he's never there when we really need him. I mean, where's he at during the game?
Did you see him dig out all the dirty yards? Did you see him dig out all the dirty yards he did on Sunday? For him to get to his rushing total Sunday, which I think was like 56 yards on 21 carries, was remarkable. There was nothing there.
I mean, he had a 9-yard gain.
That's my biggest concern.
He had a 9-yard gain on his second run of the day, and a vicious stiff arm when he was one-on-one in the hole with somebody on the outside perimeter.
Yeah.
It was, to me, that was his best true run of the day. But even that, by design,
but here's the thing.
An initial execution should have been blown up for a 3 or 4 yard gain tops.
This is where this football team, there's one position group that I think really like holds the keys to this thing. And I guess I'll give it to you on the other side of the break.
Oh, but please do.
They Sunday, once again, for another time this season, didn't show up.
And we have mammoth breaking news. Good breaking news for the Commanders next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.